Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. I'm the Lucy Ann Lance Show each week here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. We've had a lot of conversations lately about the shortages and the pricing of lumber and the pipeline that it's coming through and how things are taking so long because of what we've all experienced with COVID-19 over the last year. But we're going to get a greater understanding of that today from Mann's Lumber and Millwork, and that is the owner, Chris Mann's. He's vice president of sales as well. Hi, Chris. Great to have you with us.
Good afternoon, Lucy. How are you?
I'm doing great. And for those out there who are doing remodeling projects, they'd like to be doing better. So we'll talk about that. And Gar Eddings, director of sales at Mann's Lumber as well. And Gar, nice to see you again. Welcome.
Thanks for having us on.
On your email you sent me, right at the bottom, there's a signature line. And under that, it says, due to the current market conditions our industry is facing, prices quoted are only guaranteed for 24 hours. Chris, do you ever remember having to put that on there before? Was this due to COVID?
It's certainly been an interesting 15 months. And I was talking to my uncle the other day, who's 82, and he bought lumber for 60 some years for us, and he's never seen anything like this. So it's unprecedented, but I think we're getting close to hopefully getting back to a little bit of normalcy.
Gar, give me an idea, pre-pandemic pricing versus pandemic pricing of lumber. What are we talking about?
Well, commodity items, you know, 2x4, 2x6, OSB, you're probably four times higher than it was. You know, a $10 or $12 sheet of OSB is now $50.
Wow.
You know, 2x4 pre-cut that used to be $2.50 or $3 is right around, you know, 9 or 10. It's unbelievable.
Chris, though, even despite the pricing issues and the lack of being able to get things in a timely fashion, a lot of people did home improvement projects this last year, didn't they?
Yeah, I think, when the pandemic hit, no one knew what was going to happen, obviously. And the mills, they all shut down. They had no inventory on the ground, and no one knew what was going to happen. And I think with folks stuck in their houses and, you know, they knew they were going to probably be in their house for a little while, they started some home improvement projects, decking, windows, doors, and it took off and like gangbusters, and no one was ready for it. And it's been a real interesting 14, 15 months in our industry, for sure.
So was that part of the problem, that so many people wanted the products that you were already having a hard time getting them in?
Yeah, I mean, it was overwhelming demand and underwhelming supply. And it really was. It was economics 101. It was a ton of demand and very little supply. And not only did you have materials shortages, but we're still seeing many issues with trucking. That's not going to go away. So we're still going to, the pricing is going to come back to some normal. I don't think it will be as low as it has historically been, but we're still going to have some bumps in the road on getting product because the supply is still tight.
All right. If both of you could kind of paint a picture for us of what it's like to go from the forest to the mill to the store finally. What is that process like? How long does it normally take? And you guys can kind of piggyback on each other's comments for this. Chris, I'll start with you.
Well, obviously, you know, the timbers need to be cut, and then they go to the mill. And and that's where the holdup is, at the mill level, because with COVID, they had to, you know, shut down plants. They couldn't operate at 100%. So it was terribly inefficient. So, you know, by the time the wood gets to the retail yard or a box store, it's 60, 90, 100 days later, because of the wood has to be treated. It has to be dried.
That's a normal process in good times.
Yeah, that's a normal process. And it's just even more cumbersome today because of the lack of people and trucking and the overwhelming demand.
And Gar, how much time has that added on to everything?
Well, I think it depends on the product. You know, what Chris was mentioning earlier, you know, the projects people were doing, luckily those non-commodity items, decking, windows, siding, those didn't have the same issues of whether we were going to get them or not, at least on time. but we did have trouble getting them at all or knowing when we were going to get them. You know, the pricing stayed a little bit more level for the non-commodity stuff, but then you know, you didn't know when you could get Trex decking last year. We had it on order, but didn't know when it was coming. I don't think it was an issue with them getting raw materials or that kind of thing. So I think it's a, you know, different issue than what Chris was talking about with commodity items. There's two, you know, kind of two sides to the market. The commodity items were, you know, not getting to the mill, and the non-commodity items, you couldn't get them from the manufacturer to us.
Wow.
So it was a challenge, you know, on different levels.
Yeah. It's just still amazing that didn't seem to stop a lot of projects out there, Chris.
We were, you know, very surprised that most people continued on and pressed forward. You know, money's still cheap. So that is, you know, that's a good thing. But now what we're seeing is where it was mostly domestic issues we were working on last year, now with a lot of product that's coming overseas on containers is not getting to the retailers like us or box stores, where you may have products that are coming over from China, finger jointed products, trim materials, door jams, shoe mold. I mean, just like little things that you don't think of, a shoe molding. We can't get it. It's nuts.
You're kidding.
No. And, you know, the biggest problem on that end is where the containers that are coming over overseas were about $3,000 to you know, place a product and put on a ship and then get to the United States. Now that same container is going anywhere from $9,000 to $12,000. So it is really expensive just to transport product right now.
Yeah. Gar, what are you telling customers and what kind of response are you getting from them as they come into Man's Lumber and want to do specific products, projects in their homes?
Really, the only thing we can tell people right now is that if you want these prices, is to purchase right now, because we don't know where they'll be in 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 hours. You know, we kind of had to put our foot in our mouth a little bit last fall when, you know, it had been on a run for, you know, 30 weeks already. And people said, well, you know, what do you think is going to happen? And, you know, we were kind of speculating that, you know, as with most winters, product, you know, prices go down due to a little bit of a dip in demand. And, you know, you might be better off waiting. And we were wrong. It didn't go down. In fact, it went up.
Everyone's wrong.
Yeah. We looked bad. And, you know, all you can do is apologize and say, you know, we're looking at historical trends and this is not on trend. It's not even close to on trend.
I think most people do understand, though. I mean, that's one thing about this. We've all been through it. And think about this too. You know, you talked about money being inexpensive right now, Chris. There also seems to have been plenty of money for people because savings has been through the roof. So I suspect your industry, and plus all the stimulus money coming in, I suspect your industry is going to do quite well in the years ahead with that money that's out there.
Yeah, I mean, we're cautiously optimistic. You know, we still remember 10 years ago pretty well. You know, we're always cautiously optimistic. But no, the demand seems there. You know, who knows what's going to happen? Are people going to start moving out of the city more? Do they want to be, you know, it's really unprecedented. And we're just trying to navigate it to the best we can and take care of our, you know, our good clients that have been with us over the years. And it's, you know, it's a struggle to make sure that we have the product so they can continue to build the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
No one wants to have a project shut down because of material shortages.
Yeah. We're talking with Chris Manns, owner and vice president of sales of Manns Lumber, and Gar Eddings, director of sales there. And you can visit Manns Lumber online, manslumber.com. Their location in Ann Arbor is on South Industrial, which reminds me, Gar, is the street finished now?
No. It seems like it's been going on forever. It's only been about a month, but there's still a lot of orange barrels, and it is a challenge. You can only enter from the north, you can't even enter from Stimson because they closed that today, but you can only enter off Stadium Drive now. So if you're coming from the south, you do have to come in Packard to Rosewood, come back to us or
okay.
Find your way to stadium.
People can find their way around that. But the good news is it started out where you could only go northbound from from Eisenhower to Industrial. And now they switched it back, I think.
You can only go southbound right now.
You can only go southbound. Okay. So, well, yeah. It sounds like the project's moving forward at least.
Yeah, it's been a month. I think they're certainly making progress. It just yeah. seems...
We're making it hard for these projects in so many ways. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the services that you have at Mann's Lumber as well, guys. You do everything from decking, molding, kitchens, bathrooms, windows, flooring, doors, you name it. Is out of all of what you do, is there anything that right now is working out better than other because of the products are available? Yeah, you're having it's hard in all areas. So
yeah, it's been a bit of a struggle. I mean, with the demand that the decking industry has seen in Trex or AZEK or whatever it may be, they just cannot catch up. And most of our trucks are showing up late. You know, they're a month late. Allocation is a big problem. Engineered wood with your I-joists and your LVLs, that's really a problem I see coming this summer. So is anything like windows have been pretty.
You can get windows, really?
You can get windows. I don't know if you can get anyone to install them, but we can help you there. So it's going to be a little bit of touch and go the rest of the year, but, we'll see. I mean, if demand slows, then we know what's going to happen. But right now, cross our fingers, everyone's still busy.
And Gar, what's your best advice for your clients then?
Be patient. Plan ahead, and I think you need to just be, cognizant of what's going on within the industry and know that it's not necessarily, going to go as quickly as you want it to. You know, you've probably taken, weeks, months, or years to make a decision to do a project. And, once you make that decision, you want to get it done as quickly as possible. And right now it's just not feasible. I mean, you're hoping to have everything for everyone's project, and it's just not realistic.
All right, and there's no telling on the prices either, but you might want to get ahead of that game as soon as you can when you know you're doing a project, because we just don't know, right?
Yeah, come in, sit down, talk to us, or call us on the phone, or send us an email. We'll get you a quote, and we can, you can talk about different options. If maybe there's a less expensive option than what you had initially hoped for or wanted.
But. Yeah. Chris, we seem to see the builders around here building houses, though. I think there's been a little bit of slowdown, but they still seem to be going at it. How are they getting their supplies?
Well, it's a lot of hard work. Like Gar had said, it's a lot more planning than we used to have to do, and patience. So we've been lucky. I mean, of course, we're going to hit bumps in the road of being out of a product, but it's, generally for a couple days and then we get it. But, there hasn't been a complete, I just can't get such and such an item. Mm-hmm. It may be delayed and it may be expensive, but we can still get our hands on it. It's just taking more time. And, the other issue is labor. Labor's tight. It's really tight, and it's hard to get.
What do you think the answer is to that?
Well, I'm not that smart, but hopefully, there's some government things going on.
Well, let me be more direct. Exactly. I mean, if you want to do the math, if you're getting that extra $300, you're making more than the $15 so-called minimum wage out there. So there isn't a lot of encouragement or incentive to actually get a real job.
I hope those will kind of taper off here as the year continues. It sounds like they will, and we can get people back out to work because that's what we need, especially in our industry, and because it's hot right now.
Well, let me tell you, anyone who's considering doing some kind of home improvement and they might have a little extra time now because maybe they're working from home, do it. You feel so much better in your house. You can get your house done the way you want to, particularly if you have to get an office renovated. Do it. Don't wait when things could get tighter. And even though it's been hard, and it's going to take a little longer than normal for a project, definitely talk to Chris and Gar. They'll take good care of you over at Man's Lumber. So good to see people still wanting to do those projects despite all the stress everyone's under, guys.
It sure is, because you know, at the end of the day, everyone likes to sit out in their back patio and have something cold to drink and enjoy it.
Now you're talking. I like that. Chris Manns, Gar Eddings, great talking with both of you from Man's Lumber. You can go online to manslumber.com. They're also members of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And you can go online to bragannarbor.com to get information about their members and all the Bragg activities. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.